Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I want to talk about foot and mouth disease because this does have an impact on South Africa. Our agricultural minister, Minister Toko Didiza, said yesterday, put out a statement that South Africa is currently battling 56 outbreaks of foot and mouth disease. It's affecting farms and communal areas in the Free State, KZN, Limpopo, Northwest and Gauteng. So I wanted to talk about this, get the facts on the ground, see what the actual impact is to communities and, of course, to ourselves. So we called up Dr. Mpho Maja, who is the Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners and viewers.
Thank you so much. Dr. Maja, what is the impact? Firstly, what is foot and mouth? And what has to happen to animals that have foot and mouth? Can they be treated?
Foot and mouth disease is a disease caused by viruses, and it affects cloven-hoofed animals. So that would be your animals such as with livestock, it would be cattle, sheep, goats, and pigs, and some selected number of game animals as well.
Are we seeing it affecting
game? And unfortunately, the animals that are affected cannot be treated. It takes its own course. Animals generally recover fairly quickly and fairly well, so there is no treatment for it. There is, however, vaccine that we use against it.
And have we been vaccinating? Obviously not if there's been an outbreak.
There are areas in the country where vaccination is mandatory, areas close to the Kruger National Park, where in the Kruger National Park we have buffalo that are permanently infected with the virus. So areas adjacent to the Kruger National Park, we routinely vaccinate in those areas. So that gets done every fourth month.
What is the impact for the meat industry? Is there any impact for the meat industry?
Normally it affects production. You'd get a drop in milk production, for example, in your dairy heads. And animals that are affected, because they have lesions in their mouth and between the hoofs, they don't walk or they limp, so they struggle to walk, to feed and water. And also, even if they get to feed and water, they cannot eat because of the sores in the mouth. So that causes a bit of drop in production. So that's the immediate impact on affected farmers. But a more wider impact is that which affects trade, because most trade partners do not want to trade with countries that are infected, so we get trade suspended.
That is a problem. That's a huge problem. Why are the animals not vaccinated? Why is it not mandatory across the state because of the impact that it would have on trade?
We generally have a status which is awarded to countries by our international organization, where countries can either be free of the disease with vaccination or free without the vaccination. Up until 2019 January, we were a country that was free of foot and mouth disease, where vaccination is not practiced, purely because we managed it well in the areas in the protection zone close to the Kruger National Park. So in the rest of the country, we generally do not vaccinate because, again, that has an impact on trade, especially if you do not have the virus circulating. There is no need for you to vaccinate. But as a response to the current outbreak, we have started vaccinating areas in KZN that are affected, as well as in Limpopo, where the infection has been picked up.
All right, well, let's see what's going to happen with this. Thank you very, very much for your time. Just before I let you go, we've been talking about today is Licorice Day. Do you enjoy licorice or do you not enjoy licorice?
I actually generally don't enjoy sweet things, so I love my biltong. but at some point I had to take licorice because I was told that it also helps with
blood pressure.
Your blood pressure. I have low blood pressure generally, so I either run to salt or licorice if I have it close by. So there, at least that's the one sweet thing
Or you could hit more biltong. I mean, with the amount of salt in biltong, doesn't that help?
Even better.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mpumaja, who's Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. I'll tell you something, the things that I learned here on the Morning Mayhem.